This is Professor X, and you're tuned into the Who's Your Daddy Godcast Network.
She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute,
she's got fur, she's a beaut. Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing.
She's real wacky.
And Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe.
She's a puppy, though, and jumps into garbage constantly. Welcome to the podcast, Bella and Me. Yes, it's that time. For another episode of Bella and Me.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Wow, I just got through the introduction.
Yeah, I'll let you talk a little bit. Now it's my turn.
Amazing.
I want to say hello to everybody. I say hello, 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 and happy Easter.
I was just going to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you know what tomorrow is?
It's Easter Sunday.
Resurrection Sunday. That's right.
Resurrection Sunday is tomorrow.
Now, did you color your Resurrection Sunday eggs yet?
No, we didn't do that this year. Why not?
I don't know.
Oh.
I thought you were going to handle that.
I don't think so. That's Mama's job.
You were supposed to go to the store
and get egg coloring kits.
And dozens of eggs.
Oh, I messed up. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're so, focused on doing the podcast that not only did you not do it, but you also forgot to get eggs.
It's more important. Anyway,
hello, everybody. This is Daddy-O here with Bella.
Yeah.
Your favorite Jack Russell from New Orleans.
That's right. You get it right.
And her friend Zoe is here just sitting around.
Hello. I'm just going to say hello, and I want to say happy Easter to everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
Thank you, Zoe. Okay. So, Bella.
Yeah?
What would you like to talk about today?
I have some questions for you, if you can answer them.
What's that?
Well, I want to know, what is the deal with Holy Thursday? Like, I know that we have off from school. Well, I don't have to go to school.
You're off from school every day.
I am.
Yeah.
But I know that some of the children are off from school on Holy Thursday. I want to know why. What happened?
Well, I could tell you sort of part of what happened on Holy Thursday, because Holy Thursday...
Well, I know that Jesus was having a little party, right?
Yes.
He was having everyone over for dinner.
Yeah, that was the Last Supper.
Oh, and so what happened?
Jesus is Jewish.
Okay.
And he was having Passover dinner, the last one that he would have before going to the cross, right? That's why it's called the Last Supper.
Oh,
because it was his
last one
on earth.
It was a Passover dinner.
Yes.
What's Passover?
Passover is, in the Old Testament, when the people would put the blood on top of their doorposts, the angel of death would pass over their house, and they would be safe.
Oh.
You know that story. Mama's told you that story.
I know. I want you to tell me the story.
Well,
so they were in Egypt. That's what Mama said.
They were in Egypt.
And they were slaves.
Right.
And the Pharaoh was mean.
Right. So you know the story. And Moses.
And they wanted to get out of there. They wanted to get out of there. They said, let my people go. That's what Moses said. Let my people go. And God said, all right, you're coming out of there, but you know what? We're gonna need a sacrifice, a lamb.
You are a lot like Mama, because Mama would say to me, answer this question, and then she would start to answer it. So you say, I want you to tell me about Passover, and then here you go, preaching on Passover.
And so
go ahead.
They sacrificed a lamb that was perfect, no blemish, no broken bones.
Who did?
The Jews, and they said, all right, now you got to put that blood on the doorpost.
Right.
So that the angel of death will not come to your house.
Why would the angel of death come by anyway?
Was he visiting? No, he wasn't visiting. He was going to kill people.
Right.
So they had to put the blood there to say it wouldn't die. So they called it Passover.
Right.
And they still supposed to say
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. But I think Mama wants to talk about that tomorrow.
I'm sure she will.
She loves that.
Yes, she does.
She loves that.
Yes, yeah. We'll be talking about that tomorrow.
All right. So tune in to Mama and Daddy-O tomorrow to hear about Passover.
On the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
Yes. And Resurrection Sunday. All right. So Thursday night, Jesus being Jewish, he said, we're going to celebrate Passover like the good Jewish people supposed to. And they were doing that.
Right. Now, this is for any of the parents listening. Thursday night, he was arrested. And Friday, right, he was hung on the cross.
But check
this out. Watch this. Thursday night was actually the beginning of Friday.
Oh, because
of the Jewish calendar.
The way they measure days.
Right. So if you go and hear the podcast I did last week, it explains all the timing.
All right. So if you're confused about that out there, you can listen to that podcast from last week.
Right. It's called 3 Days, 3 Nights Explained.
There you go.
Okay. So.
All right. So.
Thursday night, he has the Last Supper.
Right. Then he goes.
Then he goes into the garden.
And he gets arrested.
Gets arrested in the garden.
All right.
Put on trial. Like, all night, he's getting, like, beaten with
bad.
The crown of thorns. Right, exactly.
He's
getting whipped.
Mm-hmm.
Friday morning, hung on the cross.
Right.
Friday night, gets put into the tomb.
So he dies now.
He dies, yes. Mm-hmm. Goes into the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the tomb. Sat all night.
What's
Friday.
What's a tomb? Just in case people don't know.
A tomb like a grave.
Oh, it was in a grave.
Like a coffin, right?
Well,
only he wasn't in a coffin.
Oh, he was in a rock. They carved it out.
That's right.
Like a cave.
He was in, right, exactly. And then Sunday morning, he rolled the rock away.
Or an angel rolled it away. We don't know.
I believe he did.
Oh, all right.
I mean,
we could ask
he just
him.
Conquered hell and death. I don't think he needs help with a rock at that point.
Oh, that's funny, yeah. All right, I agree.
So, and that's actually where we get the tradition of going on an Easter egg hunt. You know, so you roll the eggs away, and they get hidden, and now the kids have to go find them. So it's like symbolic of the rock being rolled away from the tomb.
Oh, I know something about Passover that's like that.
Yes? Are you going to talk about the bread?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
When they have a Passover dinner, there are three breads, the matzah.
Right.
And they put it in a matzah tosh, which is a bag.
Wow.
And they have three pieces of matzah.
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm getting excited.
All right.
And now listen, this is really fun because they're Jewish, but listen to this. They have three pieces of matzah. And now, what could those possibly be? The Father,
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, that's right.
And guess what? If you ever look at matzah, they look like flat crackers. And you know what? They have little dots in them.
Little holes.
They have holes in them,
right.
And they have stripes on them.
Well, from the burn marks
right?
from the oven.
So they're pierced.
Right.
And they're striped. That's just like Jesus was. Hello. That's so much fun.
He was pierced. And he was striped for our transgression.
It's fun that's all. Oh my goodness. That's so amazing, right?
Yes.
That's like that. Well, anyway, so then back to Easter egg hunt. So what they would do is they would take that middle piece.
Right.
And they would wrap it in a napkin,
right.
And then they'd hide it from the children.
They would hide it.
And they can't eat dinner until the children find it.
They would hide it just like Jesus was hidden away in a tomb.
That's right.
All wrapped up.
That's right. And then when they found it, they'd go, yeah, let's eat. And then they'd have a big meal.
And then Sunday morning.
Sunday, Wednesday.
The two Marys went to go.
Yeah.
Clean Jesus' body and take care of him.
Because they thought he was dead.
And when they got there, the stone was rolled away. And they got really upset because they thought somebody stole Jesus' body.
I would be upset too.
And meanwhile, there was an angel there. And he said, why are you looking for the living amongst the dead?
And they're like, oh, sir, please tell us what happened to our Lord. Please tell us what happened. And he has risen. He's not here no more.
Oh, that is amazing! He's alive!
And then Jesus showed himself and said, go tell him. Go tell them all and tell Peter that I'm alive.
Oh, he loved Peter.
Oh, I know. Peter was sort of kind of a big mouth.
I think Peter was like you. I think that's funny.
That's hilarious.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
All right. So Jesus, he suffered a lot.
Right.
He got beat up. He got whipped.
He got tortured.
He got tortured. He got crucified. Then he went into hell. And when he went into hell.
Right.
Oh, boy. Look out.
Oh, boy.
Look out.
Satan was having a party because he's like, I got him! I got him! He went to hell to defeat hell and take back authority. And then, on his way back into heaven, he stopped off in paradise, preached to the Jews that were there.
Okay.
And then they got to heaven, Jesus went to heaven, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father now.
Wow. Hmm. So, Jesus went through all that because he loves us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did that like one of us, a man, not like God.
And you know
even though
really
he
cool?
was God.
Jesus is still God.
Yeah.
No, was. He's still alive.
I mean, back then.
Check this out. Jesus is still a man now.
Wow. So when we get to heaven, we're going to see his scars.
The only man-made thing in heaven is Jesus' scars. Because he still has them.
Wow.
He wears them like a badge of honor.
Oh, and so he did that because he loves us, so he took our place.
We were the joy. We were the reason we were the ones who kept him on that cross. He was focused on us.
So he was thinking about us when he was dying.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's why he was able to do it, because he loves us so much.
Wow. He must love us a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, he loves us.
That's a good story.
Right.
But he died for the whole world, right?
Yes, he didn't die for dogs and cats and camels and stuff. He died for us. Now, I do believe that you have instant salvation.
Right, because of you and Mama.
Right.
All right, well.
And I think you would have it anyway.
Yeah, because we're kind of innocent, right?
Right.
All right. And so that's why all dogs are in heaven.
I believe all pets and animals
in heaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I wanted to say one other thing.
Yeah? Did you forget what you were going to say?
I forgot.
That's because you get easily distracted by squirrels and plastic bags.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, I just think it's amazing and so neat. Oh, I remember.
Okay.
So Jesus died for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Not just, you know, you and everyone that says that they're Christian.
For everyone.
Because there were no Christians at the time. Because he died for the whole world, it says in the Bible.
Even the very, 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 very bad people.
Right, because he loved
things.
The whole world,
he
wants everyone to be in heaven.
Yep.
But they just have to say yes to it.
That's right.
Oh, I pray that everyone says yes. That'd be great.
The only thing that can keep them from getting into heaven is by not accepting Jesus.
That's right.
So even if they're a bad person right now, doing really bad things, that doesn't mean they're going to hell. The
right.
only thing that's going to send them to hell is by their own by their own choice.
Oh.
It's not God sending them to hell. It's not Jesus sending them to hell. It's their own choice sending themselves to hell.
So everybody has hope.
Yes. As long as you got breath in your lungs, yes.
So we could tell all the little children out there who are listening to this that they can pray for their friends. And they
right.
can pray for people that they know that maybe don't believe in Jesus yet. And
they can pray that
they'll
hear the truth about Jesus.
Cool.
And come to know him.
So then there's hope for everybody.
Right.
Maybe their aunts or their uncle or
their cousins
or somebody in their family.
Or their friend down the block.
Their friends.
Or maybe a stranger down the block that they see walking by.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's good news
mm-hmm.
then. Oh, that's happy. I like that. I
I like that.
It's the Sunday, and look, the sun is shining, but it's still a little chilly out.
Yeah.
And oh, it's so pretty
they
outside.
They still say except there may be some snow. We'll see.
We'll see. Mama will be happy if it's snow.
Mama will be happy if it snows in August.
But I got to tell you, all the little flowers are coming up.
Oh.
I saw them.
Okay.
I saw the little daffodils.
Right.
And
you mean the ones that you were eating? Yeah. You can't eat the plants and the flowers.
Please don't eat the daisies.
Yeah, thank you. So you do know this.
Anyway.
Right, exactly.
I want to say.
Yeah.
Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
To everybody out there. And you have a wonderful day. And know that God loves you so much.
That's right. Now, this is a very quick episode.
Well, I just had a couple questions, that's all.
That's very good. I'm glad you asked.
Oh, I know this. Some people say this is the end of Lent, right? Because I remember New Orleans. I remember that we celebrate Mardi Gras, and then we have Fat Tuesday, and then we do Lent. And Lent.
Right, because you do Fat Tuesday because you're not right before Wednesday, which is when Lent
starts. Ash Wednesday, right.
And so you fill all your bellies up.
Right.
So that's kind of cheating.
Silly. Yeah. But that's what they do, and they celebrate. Right. And then it's Ash Wednesday, and then everybody goes into Lent. And then Easter Sunday, we all get to eat again. Yeah. Mm.
You know what? You could maybe give up for Lent next year.
I'm not giving up.
I think you should.
No.
I think you should give up trying to eat cheese off the counter. I think you should give that up. I think you should give up jumping on the table maybe in the kitchen. How about that? Silence. Exactly.
Anyway, I want to say happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Resurrection Sunday. Yeah.
Jesus has risen.
He's alive.
Why you had a bark just then.
I got excited.
Okay.
Me and Zoe got really excited.
Alright.
Alright.
Okay?
Yeah.
Alright, well, hey guys, this has been another episode of Bella and Me.